This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We don't use terminology like that in our culture today, but can I tell you what we do say? I really messed up my life. He really trashed his life. He's trashed his job situation. He's trashed his career. She's done something that's dramatically impacted her job or her home in a negative way. We understand that terminology, and that's what verse 26 means. For the prostitute reduces you to a loaf of bread, your life is reduced to nothing, to rubble, is basically what that means, figuratively speaking. We understand that. We don't use the phraseology in 27 and 28 that says, can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? I'm going to say a proverb, and I want you to finish it. I do want you to say it out loud, because here's the terminology we use. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. We understand that terminology, and that's what those two verses are about. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And the key verse is actually verse 32. And it could be a man or a woman. A man or woman who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself. Look at the next verse, 33. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. The ultimate biblical example of that, of the shame that comes to anything like that, is King David in the Old Testament. David is described this way. He was a man after God's own heart. Do you know what that means? That's probably one of the greatest compliments that's ever been paid to anybody in the human race. God said, David is a man after my own heart. He's God's kind of person. And yet, what do we know David for? What do we remember about David? Is not that he only wrote the Psalms and was a great leader in combat and battle, but he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Everybody knows that story. Most people do. That he had Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, killed. You know what he did? He gave the orders for Uriah to be brought up to the front of the battle, and then he told the men who took him up there, then you pull back. You leave him up there at the front all by himself. Well, he was dead in seconds because he literally was all alone. He had him killed, and he fathered a child, lost a child with Bathsheba. You know the story. Stormy O'Mardian is a great author. She's written a number of books. She sold over 7 million books. She wrote a book called The Prayer That Changes Everything, and she talks about David. I want to quote what she says. King David was the great worshiper of the Bible. He was a good man, a man after God's own heart. But one night he wasn't where he was supposed to be, and he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was supposed to be out in the battlefield with his army, but instead he was up on the roof of his house watching the woman next door take a bath. The married lady next door, I might add, she says. If instead of feasting his eyes on that woman, he had turned his eyes away, admitted his temptation to God immediately, gone right into the privacy of his own room, fallen on his face before God, then things may have been different. But David didn't do that. He kept on looking. He kept on thinking. He kept on lusting until his flesh had to act on it. He commanded that the woman, Bathsheba, be brought to his room. And while her husband was out fighting the battle that David should have been fighting, he had sex with her. When Bathsheba soon after discovered she was pregnant, David tried to cover up the adultery by arranging to have her husband killed in battle, which he did.
Well, if you or I had been an editor of the Bible years ago, we might have edited that story out of the scripture for embarrassment reasons. The Lord didn't. He tells us that story for a reason. We'll continue tomorrow, and I want you to hear every bit of this message from Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 on adultery. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.